This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, August 19th. God's word to you today is nothing strange. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 4, verse 12, and it says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you." The way people deal with challenges sometimes is very interesting. People go through challenges as if something strange is happening to them. God says it is not strange. Do not go through it as if your case is different, because it is not different. Do not specialize the problem. It is not special. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 from the New King James Version says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man." The temptation you are going through is very common. It is not special. Note, the right perspective is the key to life. You have to see things the way they are before you can even begin to overcome them. And the first step is, this thing is not special. No big deal. The Bible teaches us that suffering is real. It is often unfair, but for the child of God, it should lead to promotion and glory. Every suffering you're going through will lead to promotion and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. No matter how well and how hard you work to put things together, no matter the precautions you take, the guarantee of life is sometimes something will inevitably go wrong, no matter what, because the world is broken. You can do all kinds of scenario planning. Something will inevitably go wrong. Quit thinking something strange is happening to you. While I was serving, a staunch Catholic that did not have a relationship with Jesus got born again. The erroneous gospel we were preaching back then can be summed up in a song we used to sing. The song was, "Inside Jesus, brother, no wahala for you." Wahala is pidgin for problems. We told people that once they came to Jesus, they would not have any problems. Who would not like that? People were giving their lives to Jesus in droves. The lady got fervent, filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. But like with everything and everyone that walks with God, sometimes it appears that the honeymoon is over. Her first real challenge as a Christian was that of passing out. For some reason, her discharge certificate was missing, meaning she had to stay back to sort things out. People tried to comfort her, but she kicked them out. She was angry with God, this Jesus that could not secure her discharge certificate. When I heard, I picked up my big Bible and went to console her. If I was not carrying a Bible, people would have thought I was trying to rape her because of the way she screamed. I introspect a lot, so I went back to ponder on what went wrong. I discovered that we told her a lie, and we must own up to it. The Bible is clear. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Suffering is part of the life of a Christian. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to handle problems with wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.